can we go into the DDG?
I didn't know who DDG was. No, y'all know who DDG is.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm not gonna talk about people that people may know.
They know Hailey Bailey. Y'all know Hailey, right? Little Mermaid, right?
Okay, her boyfriend.
I call it Hailey. I call it Hallie. Hailey Hallie's made us my
best. You have to pronounce her name after Hallie.
Miss Bailey.
Miss Bailey.
Miss Bailey.
Oh, Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid, the twins, Coley.
They're not twins.
They're not twins.
They're not twins?
No.
What? I thought they were twins.
But, hey,
see, I'm too old. Let me say my name. Y'all
ask you. You were born in the 70s. So that's the daughter situation. Did you pull up the lyrics?
Oh, my God.
So,
let me see.
Yeah, pull up the lyrics. So this guy named DDG, he's an artist.
Okay.
And he's a rap artist. Just his new album just came out on Friday. He's dating Miss Bailey.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm missing her. Voice.
Now, Miss Bailey was in a movie called Little Mermaid, where she was on screen kissing and loving the male interest in the movie. Mm-hmm. And when they went out to promote the movie, you know, they would be on the red carpet and holding hands and traveling around the world promoting Little Mermaid. So he wrote a song about his insecurities. And the lyrics go like this.
I can't.
Fall in love. I hate that ish.
Knocking me off my grind. I can't F with relationships. I ain't even got time in the day for me to chase a B. I don't even ask for much. I ask you to do the basic ish. Hardest thing I did was fall in love with a famous B.
Wow. Why are you even dating a man
that even has lyrics like that?
It's a term of endearment. The point is,
you know you can't say that.
He's wrong playing.
She grew up.
I think anybody, most people don't know, but I'm not a big supporter.
Exactly. Don't know you.
I'm not a big supporter of the B word towards women. I absolutely hate and despise that. But this culture is a little bit different. So.
Hold on, you know we got some people in the room that's in that age group. My daughter's in the back.
Yes.
Y'all okay with a man calling y'all a
bitch? Y'all
don't
call me on my name.
Some
right.
Now the strippers that I know.
If you play around, I don't even play that.
So those are two of the three triplets. Right. Now the strippers that I know don't mind being called a bitch. So I'm just saying, there's some people that really don't care. There's some people that don't.
You can change your surroundings.
Come on, let the strippers go.
Are absolutely beautiful, and I appreciate you all coming today. The point is that there are some women, we should be able to agree on this in the room, that don't mind being called a bee. Can we at least agree that there are some women?
Sisters, we're not playing that. I'm sorry.
No. I don't think any woman genuinely likes that. I think there might be moments like to your point though, I do think there are some women who are okay with that, but nobody loves, like nobody wants that.
Do that. That term of
like nobody,
sure.
You know, they're not my man.
Cannot be a point of contention.
It is true.
I'm right. I know it's true.
We can take it back to the 90s.
Yes.
All the rap songs we heard,
every last one.
And we hated it.
No, you didn't. No,
we didn't.
We didn't. Who didn't back it up to Juvenile?
And I see
this there. Everybody in this room backed it up to Juvenile.
He said,
he called y'all every word in the book.
He said, B-Bag.
Yes!
I got you.
Yes,
B-Bag. What's my favorite word?
What's my favorite word?
I didn't like Tushar.
Veronica. No! That is not how that lyric goes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Much as women say they didn't like being called out their name, every time a song came on, now I'm talking about even when I was in party in high school, college days, every time a song came on calling a woman be out or a garden tool, them women got on that floor. They got on the floor and skated to the song, out there grinding and grooving. I was kind of off, you know, to hear a woman being offended, being called that.
Oh, that's so
sad. But you'll jump out again for a dance to it.
Yeah.
Shaking your ass.
The number one NPR right now is Juveniles. And the women in the audience in this professional setting are literally right there calling themselves a bee and shaking and pumping and doing
it
everything.
It says bee bag it up. Is Man. That the lyric? No, does it say bee bag it up? Or is, say bag
that
air?
Bee is in that word. So it, bee is in that word more than ass.
I don't know. I thought
it
was
girl,
you look good,
won't
you back
that thing?
Me too.
Like, what is, I'm
sorry,
what you got there? Yeah, I'm listening to Chris music.
No. This is
the clean version, I'm not even going back. When I hear the explicit version, I'll be like, that's what they said.
Okay, off topic a little bit. I remember the first time I heard the explicit version of Throw Babies.
See?
It blew
what is that?
My
no.
mind.
I think that's
it
I know that
blew
song.
My mind. Y'all not familiar. But I'll tell you this. Throw Babies, if I have to sit down and pause.
I'm the one that goes, Throw Babies.
Yeah.
I'm kind of there.
They make the songs catchy, so you can kind of like go to it and you hate the lyrics, but you're singing them.
Yep. I had a friend break down because I was naive. I'm like, oh baby, or whatever it was. I'm like, cool.
That's
like,
I thought it was old baby.
No, it ain't. It is not.
Yes.
I digress. So, there are some women that like to be called bee. And we don't know if Miss Bailey is one of those that likes to be called a bee. Now, going back to the topic.
Anymore, so. And he said that they posted something recent where he said that song is not about her, but I mean, he probably lied. Like,
yeah, of course
but you don't know how old the song is, though. You don't know how old the song is. Some of the artists don't drop their music right away. So you don't know how old the song is. And I'm pretty sure he dealt with other celebrities that's in the industry.
But on a juvenile song, not that he called them bees, he called them garden tools for that song.
Oh, so okay. What is it? Can you tell me the garden tool?
He
said, "Ho, won't you bag it up?"
Oh, is that the
ho, bag that A up?
He was calling that through the lyrics when he's rapping.
Mm-hmm.
But
we don't even
but you know,
lyrics.
We only know
what the chorus say.
So someone on TikTok said it's all because of the beat of the music.
It's
all of the
beat.
Yep,
that's true.
Which is
wait, what is because of the beat?
Why the females dance to you know the lyrics? It's the beat and not more
not
so of the lyrics.
No, it's not the lyrics.
Yeah,
so.
And that goes both ways.
It's not the lyrics.
She said we was. She said we was not really listening to the lyrics back then,
exactly.
At least some of us.
Right. So, but
that's called selective hearing. So,
right, which we all have selective hearing. But I guess my point and why we brought that situation up was it goes back to the insecurities. And I could not imagine, again, this is just Javon, writing a song about my then girlfriend while I'm still with her, telling the world how insecure I am about being with her. That it's stuff like this that you get no grace.
Right.
There
okay.
is no grace for
hold
that.
On.
Then it'd
no,
be more like Russell Wilson,
that.
You know,
so,
just stand by your woman.
Quiet,
talk to her, close doors, keep your happy marriage.
Well, Javon, let's be realistic though. Like, everybody is human.
Right.
So, in times when you have been in relationships or married where your heart got broken, or has your heart ever got broken?
Once, twice, maybe seven.
Okay, but at least once.
Sure.
Okay. So
I'm a cancer happy.
If you were to, in that moment when your heart is broken, if you were to get on social media, could you say that you wouldn't say anything?
So I'm a little bit different. I don't believe in subliminal messages on social media.
Good.
So I'm not going, that's why I don't even, when I'm dating somebody or whatever, I don't, you're not gonna know that we were together until our 1 year anniversary of our marriage. Like, I'm,
is
like,
that how it was when you were married though?
Because it wasn't like that when we were married. Now that I know, when you know, you do better. So you will find out about me and Kiki Palmer 1 year at our 1 year anniversary when we celebrate our 1 year, or me and Janet, or me and Tatiana and Ali, or
Tatiana Ali.
She's still
married.
Beautiful. It don't matter.
It does.
I don't think it's gonna work out. I'm on record. So, no, I don't believe in subliminal messages though. So I'm not I can't even fathom writing a song and putting it out.
That's what they do though. Jay-Z did it. Beyonce wrote a whole album about Jay-Z. Like, that's what artists do though.
Mm-hmm.
This is within his craft. I can see if he wasn't a rapper and he wrote a song and put it. No, this is what they do. They rap and sing about their real life situations. Like, we have a singer in here. Do you write songs as well?
Yes.
Have you ever written songs about current situations or past situations that are real life stories?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you do as an artist.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what makes the song so real, and you, and sometimes people can relate to it so bad because it's a real story. It's not right. something that's made up and fake that somebody just thought of. Mm-hmm. But that's what artists do.
Taylor Swift does it after relationships, though. It's still post-relationship. So if it's true.
Wait, DDG and Holly Bailey are not still dating, though, right now.
I think it's, 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 I think it because of the social media posts and assumptions and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think they just taking a step back and just letting, so getting their relationship off of social media. That's just like Amon and Regina, what's her name? Regine. They pretended like they broke up on social media, but behind closed doors, they were still together, so they can be peaceful. Yeah, so they could be peaceful within their relationship because it was causing too much drama.
And who was Amon and Regina?
It's Regine, Lil Wayne's daughter. Yeah, and then Amon, he's a singer, but he's a YouTuber and, you know, influencer. So yeah,
she doesn't do too good with relationships. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of times she's in the media with them, so that's good that they're taking a break from that.
Yeah,
but I think that the level of loyalty needs to be matched. You know, a lot of times we're seeing more insecure men speak out. And then these women are like loyal and holding it down. It's just like, no, we need to match each other or we need to break up. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be times
where I know about our issues. What's wrong with you?
There's going to be times like your mama used to tell you, this is family, this is house business, this is our business. Yeah. Don't be taking it to the streets. And I think that you need to find someone who matches you on that. And if they can't, you know, handle it, then that's not the one for you. Because mm-hmm. there's going to be times when you are off your game, you know, or we have a weaker moment and they need to be able to hold it down. So it's like, bruh, you the man. You need to be the rock. Yes. Solid.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
How do you all communicate your insecurities to your partner? Let me do it that way. If it's not through social media, which I think we've all agreed that that's not the way, what are some ways that you all approach your insecurities with your mate?
By opening my mouth and having the conversation.
Yeah, like, right.
Being direct.
I'm having these feelings. This is what I'm feeling. And I am trying to process through it. Like, just being transparent and vulnerable, which is not the same thing. But mm-hmm. I think that's truly important to communication. And you have to be even open to, like, having that conversation. Because sometimes people are like, afraid or scared to tell their partner like what's really going on with their emotions and feelings because they don't want to feel rejected. Like, it's all type of, you know, feelings that a person can start to feel, like, oh, this person may reject me or this person may not like me anymore. But to me personally, I think transparency and being vulnerable with the person I'm in a relationship with will make the relationship better. So I wouldn't be on social media telling the world, because, man, the world don't care about you.
Right.
Absolutely.
The world don't care with you, in the bed with you, when you wake up in the morning and night. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's in person to that person that I'm in a relationship with.
I'm not going to lie, though. I've had an instant, well, a couple maybe, where I was feeling insecure, but the way I handled it was passive aggressive. So it was like,
can you give us an example?
Of course I can. Hey, baby. Hello, baby. Are we talking, baby? So he was going out to lunch with this girl, and it is a girl he's been friends with for a long time before I came into the picture. And we all hung out when we were here, and I felt
ladies, do y'all know, like, I just felt this vibe, like, she was, you know, she was. But I wanted to keep it cool. I just wanted to keep it cool. That's not going to be me. I'm not going to act crazy right now. But then, you know, she flies out to California. And they go to lunch.
I know.
She flew out to California. Well, and I don't know why, but apparently wasn't for that. She flew out for whatever reason. She flew out there. And you know, it was supposed to be like, he's going to be so mad at me.
Don't worry.
It was supposed to be like him, her, and her man. And it ended up being him and her. And, you know, and also, like, I think, you know, on this topic of, like, there's a lot to say about, how, you know, feeling secure and insecure. And I will admit, I was feeling kind of like, this one rubs me wrong. Like, you could be, he's a group of friends, of girls, like, he's friends with her. This one rubs me wrong. And not because, like, I'm threatened by her. It's not really that. It's just something about her energy.
She didn't have boundaries.
Yeah. She didn't have boundaries or something.
He also needs to set boundaries as well.
Well, and he's a great guy. Like, I trust him. But at the same time, you know, it turned into like, oh, it was just us. And then I kind of approached it like, oh, well, good night. You know, like, I ain't got nothing else to
say. So you didn't find out it was just them. He told you it was just them.
Yeah, after the fact, though. And I felt like I should have known.
Did you FaceTime him through that night? Like, what was going on?
We were just on the phone.
Where's she going?
You know, like her man was supposed to be there. He wasn't there. You know, it was just them. And I know that I feel like I don't trust completely this individual.
I'll tell him.
And, you know, but rather than kind of to your point, Nikisa, of like saying, like, you know, because I think you gave a very healthy answer. I just communicate. I just say what it is, you know, and I want to like think a lot of times that is what I do, but I think rather than handling it like that, I was more like, I ain't got nothing to say.
But I think a lot of times you grow to that, though.
Right? You definitely grow to that.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, of course, you're dealing with that. You don't want to be the nag. You don't want to be the person that
or
has something
to
say.
Insecure. I got
because you're manipulated to thinking that that's something that, you know, oh, because you ask a question that you're automatically insecure. It's like, no, if you ask me a question and I ask it back, how am I insecure, but you're not? You know, because sometimes you have that kind of conversation. So I think that, you know, it's something that you grow to. You get to the point to say, you know what, instead of me, like, you know, tiptoeing around it and making the situation worse, let me just straight up say, hey, XYZ happened. It made me feel like this. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring it up to you so that we don't have this issue going forward.
Absolutely.
Giving you the floor to say, well, babe, that's not what I meant, you know, or that's not what was going on.
Yeah.
They can clear it up. Now, if they don't and they spin it around and make you feel like even more insecure about it, then that means, oh, okay,
this is not the right thing for me.
Yeah. You know, something else is going on.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
When you say you grow into it, because in my 20s, I was
Because I don't think that we, like, you know, we're growing up, the relationships that we see from our families and our household with our parents and on TV watching, you know, I watch the Cosby shows and stuff. So what we saw is what we tried to, like, duplicate.
Right.
So we are not always grown into families where we learn how to really communicate and be transparent and vulnerable with another human being. So you learn that. Unfortunately, you know, I had to learn it through relationships. And I remember I've been married twice. So the first time I was married, I didn't have a voice. So, like, I didn't say nothing. Everything was in my head. And whatever I did want to say back to him or say to him or how I felt, I never, ever told him none throughout the relationship. And when I left, like, that was the point where it was like, oh, this lady really loved me. So it was like, and he probably didn't know, but he knew because there was like verbal abuse there as well. So he knew that he was treating me horrible, but I never vocalized it.
So then the second time I got married, I was like, oh, I'm gonna make sure he know. So then I did the flip from like being this quiet, you know, me person that kept my feelings inside to, oh, you ain't finna be cheating on me. Who is this woman on your phone? Blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da.
Like almost over vocalizing.
Yeah. It was a 360. That marriage changed who I was and to my core. Mm-hmm. And the second time I got married, at the end of our marriage, that's when I said, you know what? This cannot continue this way. And I said, I need to get help. I need to start reading books about being a better wife, communication, like all this stuff. Man, I love the library. I went to the library. I got a stack of books like this. I came home. My husband wasn't there. And I just started reading. And I had to learn that regardless of what happens in this marriage, me working on myself and controlling myself, because that's the only person that I can control, that I said, whether we stay together or we don't stay together, in which we didn't stay together, but I learned through that there has to be a balance, right? Mm-hmm. And so through that, I had to learn that, no, that's not how you communicate. All you do it, like, all I did was like add fuel to the fire by how it was responding and acting, because I really didn't know how to communicate with him what he was doing and what was going on in the proper way. So I just did what I had learned to do. And so that didn't go well, but I learned afterwards. So now I have all this wisdom from experience of doing it the wrong way.
That's good. Dope Decision says, sometimes our pride won't allow us to be direct. We feel like our partner should already know.
That's true.
That is true.
I think that assumption or that that hurts us, you know, a lot of times. Just that pride, because you're just thinking like, oh, well, if I do say that they're right, then they're going to never let it go. And so I'm just going to be quiet, you know, or not agree or whatever. But all that does is end up hurting us, you know, in the long run. And so I love what you said, that's so beautiful, because then you did the work and you said, regardless, I'm not even at this point, you're not even doing it for the relationship, because it might have been too far gone. But at the end of this, you are going to be okay, so that going forward, anything else that you step into, whether it's an intimate relationship as far as romantic or a friendship or whatever, because this stuff bleeds over.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I'm going to work on me. And I think that's what we need to do so that we can be our authentic self and not kind of feel like you're in a prison in your own body, you know, your own, you know, you're keeping yourself in prison, you know.
Absolutely. I agree, because so two parts to it. So the first part was, even when we decided to go ahead and just end the relationship, and we were younger, you know, and in that I was like, okay, God, I got mad. Because I was like, now, God, I didn't do the work. So at first I was like, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever. But when it actually happened, when I went through it, I was mad. And I was mad at God. And I was like, God, I did all of this. I didn't even do nothing. Like, I'm sitting in this relationship being faithful. I tried to cheat back on him, but I couldn't even do that because the integrity just would not allow me to do it. So I was mad at God. And I was like, you know what? I'm not getting married no more. I'm like, this is two times I've been married. I'm done, God. I said, I tried to do it your way. It didn't work. I'm done with relationships. I'm done with men. I wasn't done with men, but I was done with, you know, thinking about marriage. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm just going to be in relationships all the rest of my life. And after that, like, I had to heal from that, because I was like, girl, that's not how you do it. I was mad, child. Right. I was like, I did all this work to fix me, and nothing was really wrong with me, what I was thinking. But, you know, no, obviously, you know, we grow up and we have all these traumas and things that happen to us as children that we don't, you know, talk to anybody about, because mental health, we didn't have therapy and counseling. You know, we grew up where if you went to counseling or therapy, people thought you was crazy and it was a bad stigma. Right. And so your parents like, no, like, you're okay, you know, but now, you know, therapy is cool. So I am always doing continuously healing and therapy and making sure that I'm good in the inside so that I can show up as a whole healed person when I meet my significant other.
Yeah. And that's tough, because I've been perfect since 1997, so I don't really deal with that.
Wait, when did you get divorced? Hold on. Inquiring minds want to know.
We ask that you guys go to our different social media platforms. We have the Relationship Hotspot on Instagram and Facebook, YouTube page. You can find me at Javon Show across all social medias.
You can find me on social media at Nikisa Green, and that is spelled N-I-K-I-S-A-G-R-E-E-N on all platforms.